over a period of around 50 years, Dr. Gerson perfected a diet therapy to cure incurable diseases. This includes cancer and chronic degenerative disease. Let's have a definition of chronic degenerative disease. Chronic means that it won't go away of its own accord, and degenerative means a disorder of the metabolism. It's not infectious or contagious. It is simply that the metabolism has broken down. Therefore, Dr. Gerson maintained that any therapy has to be able to restore the metabolism, and that in cancer the metabolism was the most deranged of all the chronic diseases. Dr. Gerson stated that the cause of disease was due to the accumulation of numerous damaging factors, but there were two most important. The first was the poisoning of the vital organs, and the second was the loss of living nutrients and oxidizing enzymes from the system. He also found that he couldn't restore the nutritional deficiencies so long as the vital organs remained poisoned, and that inadequate detoxification, or a failure to support the liver during detoxification, would result in the deterioration of the patient. Indeed, he found that on his diet therapy, patients would shift toxicity so much from the cells into the bloodstream that they would become poisoned. He had several cancer patients that deteriorated faster on the therapy than from the actual disease. You have to remember that with cancer patients, the liver is not only damaged but toxic, and that any increased toxic overload will exacerbate the situation. Dr. Gerson had to help the liver release the toxins, and so came the advent of the coffee enema as an integral part of the therapy. But more about that later. So what we're saying is that no matter how good your diet, if it does not perform the function of unlocking the cells, shifting the toxicity from the tissues, and subsequent to that, if the liver cannot release that toxicity to the outside, then the body retains its toxicity and the cells will never become replenished with their nutrients and oxidizing enzymes. In other words, no amount of good food or nutritional supplementation can make an impact in a toxic environment. That toxicity has to be removed first. If you imagine a toxic lake where all life forms have died, no matter what you put into that lake, unless you clean the environment, no life form can be supported. It's very simple, really. We must clean out our toxicity and replenish ourselves at the same time. A detoxification therapy is a balance between detoxification and replenishment.